Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Dooby dooby doo. Wow, 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 whoa. Song's got everything you want. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. $5,000. $5,000. How about it? You want it? So easy. If you're already listening to us on the free Odyssey app, then you're all set. Give us an hour a day, you get a daily entry. If you're not listening on the Odyssey app, you guys, $5,000 up for grabs just for listening on the Odyssey app. So go get it. The App Store, Google Play, Odyssey spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y. And starting this Monday, this coming up Monday, every day, we're giving someone $5,000 just for listening. It's a big deal.
Boom.
Boom. On your television tonight, the series premiere of the Hollywood Squares reboot with back-to-back episodes at 8 o'clock on CBS. When I was a kid, listen, when we were kids, you guys, because we're old people, there were game shows on during the day, Price is Right, there'd be, you know, what were some of those ones?
Price is Right is still on, but definitely yeah.
Let's make a deal.
The Newlywed Game was one.
Huge.
The pyramid one.
Right, that $10,000 pyramid? $60,000 pyramid?
I don't remember something. The number, but it was a pyramid one.
There was the one like a Devil's Advocate
and
or
And there's
something,
still
or?
Quite a few game shows on, but, you know, it's interesting when you bring up. So what are you about to tell us
so
about?
So Hollywood Squares is being rebooted. And that was a big show. And there was the Center Square was always like, what's his name?
Paul Lind.
Yeah.
And he was a comedian that ended up doing the voice work in Charlotte's Web, I believe.
He was Templeton the Rat.
Yeah. And he's someone that's part of my life, but my kids, if I mentioned him, they'd go, who?
Exactly. Generationally speaking, you and I both knew exactly who the Center Square was on the original version of Hollywood Squares. So they're rebooting it, and Drew Barrymore is now going to be the Center Square. And it's being hosted by, his name is Nate Burleson, and he used to be an NFL wide receiver.
And but he's a broadcaster.
I was like, oh, I know that guy. Mm-hmm. How funny. I see him all the time. So, and he seems super fun. I watched a clip of the show. I think I put a clip up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
To relaunch something like that, they would have had to try him out. So he must be good.
He looks like he's having a great time. He and Drew seems to be somewhat of a co-host. Like, she's not just sitting in the square, even in this preview.
This might be produced by the people who make her TV show.
The Drew Barrymore show.
I don't know. Yeah. But sometimes those are promotional situations.
But I thought, you know, okay. There's nothing else on TV. There's nothing else to watch in the whole wide world. So that is on tonight at 8 o'clock on CBS. Now,
all right.
Also tonight, I saved the best for last. The third season premiere of The Traitors.
Oh.
9 o'clock on Peacock. So this is, I do not know if this means it's also on NBC, but because Peacock is the NBC streaming service. So, yeah, I don't know. If you don't have Peacock, I don't know if you get to have it. You might have to have Peacock.
I think you have to have Peacock.
Yeah. Well, I would think they'd say it's on NBC if it was. But starting tonight at 9 p.m., I mean, is there like a live TV element to the Peacock app? Because why wouldn't they just put it up like everyone, like it's available today? But, okay. Anyway, The Traitors. So The Traitors is about a bunch of Benedict Arnolds. It's actually about a group of people. And they're like, I would say they're pulling from the reality show pool. And then there's regular people, normies.
Oh, okay. So it's not all former contestants of shows.
I
want to
say they start with maybe 20 people. And they, so, and it's like a half and half split. So there are people who are like coming in there, you know, with their fame from Big Brother, you know, Dan from Big Brother, whose, you know, ego is just ginormous. I think he won the game twice, maybe almost won it once and then won it another time.
I can't even see Dan.
I think that you would recognize him. Although maybe it was when you were gone. I don't know. But there, and then there's people from like Below Decks and bad facelift people, lots of Real Housewives, and they seem to team up together. But it's but it pulls from, oh, and Survivor. Do you remember Stephanie from Survivor? She's been on there. She was on the second season, I believe.
Stephanie?
Yeah, she's one of the ones I think you would recognize if you saw
this
her.
Dan? Is this the guy that was massaging those girls that they were like, I don't want that guy touching me?
No, Dan from Big Brother, not from Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
Dan from Big Brother. He won, actually. And he was a tricky player, but man, did he come in with the biggest head. Like, he just thought he had that game going. Sari from Survivor, she did really well on the first season.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. Shouldn't have said that because maybe people want to go back and watch. The show is very clever. It's a very simple premise. There's 20 people in a house, and two of them are 2 to 3, and I guess there's some flexibility there, are traitors, and they don't know it coming in. They're assigned that role, and they have to murder someone. And then the job of the rest of the people, who are the faithful, is to figure out who they are, accuse someone, and vote them out at the table, and then they have to reveal whether or not they're a traitor. If a traitor gets to the end, they get all the money.
Mm.
If one traitor makes it with two other people to the end, they get the money.
So how has it gone so far?
I don't want to say because it's really clever and it's really layered strategy. It's so interesting. Like, John and I spend more time talking about this show than we do actually watching it. So The Traitors, 9 o'clock tonight on Peacock. Here's the thing that's important to us. Danielle Reyes, who was on Big Brother and 100% should have won that show. She was on one of the early seasons, like in the first 3 or 4 seasons. And she was going into the diary room as she was beheading these people. Just was the root of everybody's exit from that show. And then everybody got to leave and watch the show. So all these people that she'd booted off and was it very, you know, unapologetically sitting in the diary room going, yeah, I whacked them. Yeah, I cut the head off of that beast, you know, whatever. Yep, the devil's at it again. I got that one too. They all got to what? They were so mad that she had done this to all of them that they voted for the other person who was nothing. I think her name was Lisa. She was just like, I deserve to win.
Well, people take things personally, man.
And they sure do. So it's going to be really interesting. I hope that she's a traitor because I think she'd be a great traitor. And if she isn't a traitor, they're going to suspect her anyway.
By the way, there's some texts are coming in that only the first season had normies, that they're all celebrity or faux celebrities in this season.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've been seeing ads. I don't watch it, but I've been seeing ads for the Deal or No Deal Island.
Oh, yeah. With Joe Manganiello.
Yeah. And Parvati from Survivor is on there.
Parvati was on the second season of Traitors.
Oh.
There's a pool. I'm telling you, all these things are. And there are definitely normies on the first two. So you're saying, oh, no.
No,
I wouldn't. I would definitely be like,
gig's coming.
I can do more reality TV.
Yeah.
So are you saying that this one, season 3, is all all, you know, pseudo celebrities.
Because yes, that is what.
All right,
because
season one and two, there were definitely people who weren't stars on.
I will look up just to double check for you.
Yeah, it's fine. Anyway, the third season starts tonight. That's one we're worried about because our girl Danielle is on there, and we want you to enjoy her.
Go Danielle.
We've talked to the people at NBC at Peacock, and they say we can't have her until she's off the show. So don't.
Well, then I hope we don't get her for a really long time,
and that we all enjoy it. I don't know how this will shake out for us timing wise. This might be like a Survivor situation where we don't get to even watch it until this weekend, but we'll have to see. But tonight, the third season premiere of The Traitors, 9 o'clock, Peacock. Okay. Yesterday, you took my head clean off when you were telling me about David Harbour, who's Hopper from Stranger Things, and how his marriage was blowing up. And some of the stuff we had a little bit backwards, but some of it was right on. So Lily Allen, who I want to say is Theon Greyjoy's sister in real life.
Mm-hmm.
His last name must be Allen, too. I don't know what it is. But
that's from Game of Thrones. That's yeah, a Game of Thrones reference. Right. No one knows that.
But she's a singer and actress in her own right. Like I think she's a British chick. And she's so she.
When he ended up in Game of Thrones, it was her brother, because she was the big star.
Yes. Yep.
So Lily Allen had a music career and was a star.
And she's lovely and she's done some acting. And so, yeah, now he's Theon Greyjoy. And we're like, Lily, who? What's that? So Lily Allen, she meets David Harbour on that rich and famous dating website, Raya.
Mm-hmm.
And they've met, they fell in love, they married, and 5 years went by. And they just broke up. And the reason why is that Lily, caught David Harbour, Hopper, from Stranger Things, cheating on this. He was back on Raya, which is where they met in the first place. So she rejoined Raya and pretended to be looking for women. Apparently, she didn't hit him up directly. She was cross-referencing those ladies with ladies that David follows on Instagram to determine who he was seeing. I think she knew he was seeing someone. So she says allegedly she only rejoined Raya to stalk her man. A source says Lily has never even looked at anyone since she met David. She's devastated.
I would think if your person, I know that that's one of the problems with that celebrity is they travel for business in ways that, and could even be gone for months on end.
Yep.
Doing some project.
Yep.
But I still would think your gut would start to go, this person's not plugged in anymore.
I feel like there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So here are some more details about this. She has opened up about her sex life with David Harbour. She'd revealed, she's on a podcast talking about this, about how he was always asking for kinky stuff. And but that's not what broke them up.
Does she say what the kink is?
You know,
does
she like, doesn't
tie me
really
up or...
Let me see if I can find the exact thing here. I guess she has a podcast called Miss Me and with her best friend. The best friend's name is Makita Oliver.
Mm.
And she had said in the summer, I wonder if I kink shame my husband because he quite often asks for things and I'm like, no, babe, it's not happening. That's right. She's English. I have to do the English. But she doesn't elaborate. She says, I'm not like you piece of ass. How dare you ask me to do that? I'm just like, headache, little headache, got a bit of a headache. Maybe not tonight. In November, she shared she'd been using AI to help her in arguments with David. Now, originally, I thought that he was using AI to respond to her, but she's saying that she would use ChatGPT to help her articulate her points during their rows. I'll use ChatGPT for more personal stuff. If me and David have had an argument and I need to articulate it, I'll be like, write me a long text message about an argument that started with the dishwasher and ended in an argument about our finances. And then ChatGPT writes it. She would pick and choose from that and say, make modifications. Because you can just tell it, like, you need anything else? Yeah, modify this, take that part out, do this. And it does it all for you. So good. So, and she shared all these different prompts to make it like, that's great, but can you add in a bit about how I think this is all actually to do with his mom? And then she just copies and pastes the thing in there until you get enough. So she's using ChatGPT. And a lot of people do like to communicate via the written word, because when you're face to face with someone, it gets things can get contentious and you can start to feel anger. You say things you wouldn't say and you feel like you never got your point across or that someone interrupted you or wasn't hearing you. But when you write it all down, so I can see why maybe she would ask.
Definitely write texts to get, and usually it'll be the next day.
Mm.
So this whole don't go to bed mad. Sorry, I go to bed mad, you know, whenever there's something going wrong because I don't want to have it out right there and I got work to do. So, but the next day I will have a clearer picture of what I want to say and I'll write it down. It's, you know, and that's not great because there's that text the next morning. Oh, great. This is how I'm starting my day with a, you know, long SE
missive
text.
Right.
But it is, I think it's fairly normal.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, it's also fairly normal to use ChatGPT to help you express yourself. People do. I do it. People do it all the time.
But I don't do it for like personal stuff. But
I do it all the time.
Feed some info in, and
I tend to be very terse in text, especially to students when they're being stupid.
Oh,
so I'll write out what I want to say, and then I'll put it in the ChatGPT and say, "Can you make this softer?" Or
it tones it right down.
It tones it down. It makes me more human.
That's nice to use AI to, you know, feel a little bit more connected with other humans.
Okay, so Lily Allen is using ChatGPT in her arguments with this guy. She's also, every time he asks for something, she's got a headache. It's not going well.
So she had her suspicions and she rejoins Raya where she first met him, pretended to be looking for women. She discovered he did have a dating profile and was listed on the app as being active for at least a month. And it just goes from there and things, it doesn't get better. She set herself up. She was looking for women that were on Raya and then cross-referencing them with women that David follows on Instagram to find out who he was seeing. I don't know what that.
Well, it's a detective job that many, and some people write in when we talk about this stuff and they'll brag about how good they are at finding things, you know, like using this to get info about that and then using that to dig into this. And it's the same thing we hear about the sleuths online who solve a crime on a podcast.
Mm.
You know, they really...
They're honing these weird new set of skills.
They really are good searchers.
Mm. Lily has never even looked at anyone since she met David, says a source. She is devastated. He broke up with Lily a month ago. He was meant to be on holiday with her in Kenya over Christmas.
Mm. You know, I don't know. I don't think they had kids. So, I understand I would never, this is my own personal feeling. I would never want someone to either A, just have sex with me or B, do something with me that they don't want to do. So if you don't want to bone me or you don't want to do the thing I'm asking for, I wouldn't want you to. But that said, if you've committed to a marriage with someone and that person, that someone is saying, I really want this in my life. It's what I'm into. And you're saying, I got a headache, babe. I feel like you're starting to, like there's a fork in the road there already beginning. Don't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
He has previously spoken about his penchant for a whirlwind romance. I'm easily swept away, but I'm trying not to be as much. Well, try harder. Likes to be swept away. I'm better at the fantasy of relationships than I am at the daily real life. I'm trying to steer myself into a realist. Well, good luck with all that.
I think he's a guy who he's made it later in life and he's stoked. That Stranger Things made him a huge star. And he's made movies because of it. Where would he be without Stranger Things?
I know. Stranger Things is everything. He used to date Julia Stiles. He was with her for a few years.
I like her.
Yeah, she's great.
She was good in the Bourne movies,
yes,
right?
Yes, yep. He also dated this chick. This chick is so cute. And this girl is made for you. She's a little redhead with a cute little smile.
I do like redheads, but she can't be made for me. I'm not single.
Well, no, that's true, right? But in like a fantasy world. Her name is Maria Taylor.
Oh, she's hot.
Taylor.
That's the new girlfriend?
No. This is someone else that he dated. I was looking at like the previous people that he dated, and this is one of them.
She's a nugget.
She is. She's a little donut. She's adorable. Anyway, I just think it's a really, it's an interesting world that we live in right now where you can find your husband on Raya and also find him there later when he's supposed to not be on there anymore because you guys got married.
I have to believe, and I could be wrong, but I have to believe that he was leaving that marriage anyway. Like he wasn't looking for a new person and going to try to do that on the down low. Yeah. He was going to find someone new and then step into that from this.
Right.
Like, that's what I'm thinking because yeah. You'd have to be really dumb to think I'm a huge star and I can go back on the dating sites and no one will know.
It does seem highly unlikely that you get away with that for long. That is 1 foot out. One foot and like half a heel. You got like a toe still in it.
That's what I'm saying.
You're
exactly.
Just like, I just don't want the confrontation, but I'm going to keep doing this. So then she'll have to confront me.
You know what? Date people for a long time and talk to them about what you're into.
Right. Because don't be hiding your weird thing. You got to put it out there. Weed them out.
Saving it for after you're married will probably burn you, not them. Because they'll just say, nah, I'm not doing that. Right. Are you crazy?
No, I'm not.
You cannot spank me with a cactus. That sounds painful.
Right.
But it's the one thing I've always wanted to do ever. And I can't stop thinking of, well, you should have told me that 2 years ago before we got married.
Yeah.
You think you're going to butter me up for that? I'm getting less and less interested in sex. Mm-hmm. You're looking to do more and more stuff? I don't think so. Friend that I live with, friend partner.
Great.
All right. Oh, here's the Maria Shriver story. I just want to do this really quickly. Did you want to add a note there? Okay. So here's the headline. Maria Shriver made her kids stand up out of respect whenever she entered a room and says they still do it. So I see that. And I'm like, what? What are you, Queen Maria? And I started reading and went, huh. Even though my kids moaned and groaned about it, they now say it was a good thing, she says. 69-year-old Maria Shriver, she is the daughter of Eunice Kennedy. Let me see if I have that right. She's JFK's niece or something. Like, you know, and it's written all over her face. Like, she just looks like a Kennedy. So, and she was married to Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm sure people are well aware who Maria Shriver is. So she says, one major rule that she inherited from her own mother was this. It's this respect thing. She makes her children and her children's friends stand up when she comes home. I make them stand up. I used to make them. Now they just do. Yes, Eunice Kennedy is her mom. So she says that was a rule her mother had. There's many things I've emulated from my mother, but my grandmother and my mother were big on manners. So when somebody who was older walked into the room, AKA my mother, everybody stood up. When we went to the dinner table, everybody had to have something to bring to the table to talk about, to converse about. My mother would be like, what's your opinion of the gospel? What's your opinion of what the president said today? She said, you could be 10, 11, 19, 20. You had to step up. She's a mother of four, Maria Shriver. She said she wanted her kids to have the same values. I wanted my kids to, when I walked in the room or their dad walked in the room or you would walk in the room, that they would stand up out of respect. So when their friends would come over, I'd be like, ahem. I guess if you're a friend and you're at the Kennedy's house, you'd be like, okay, I guess I'll get up. She said, I don't want my kids or their friends to be sitting, looking at a phone or watching the game. And I walk in completely unacknowledged. Like, you're in my home. I'm the elder here.
I absolutely think that is acceptable and respectable. I will also say that most of us in our lives pick our battles that we're going to have with our kids because we also have jobs and lives that I don't know what Eunice did on a daily basis. It sounds like
she's very busy being a Kennedy.
That's what
time.
I'm saying. And so I don't necessarily know that she went and did 10 hours at the chicken plant.
Right.
Before she came home.
I'm going to say that's a hard no, Bob.
Say,
right.
Everyone stand up.
Well, I'm the matriarch. I'm older than you. Show me respect.
I feel like that person, you know, coming in from the chicken plant went, I just need a nap. I can't fight with these kids.
Maria says, I'd be like, I'm here. Here we are. Here I am. And look me in the eye. Say hello. Thank me for coming. Write me a thank you note if I take you somewhere. That sort of stuff. And even though my kids moan and groan about it, they now say it was a good thing. So, you know, I'll post that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you want to. I didn't read you the whole thing. And my first thought was, what? And my last thought was, huh.
It's not funny for the reason that no one deserves to have your husband bone the help and knock them up and raise the child right underneath your nose. No one deserves that.
Kid was at the house all the time.
But I can't help but think of that when you bring up her name.
Right.
That Arnold did the maid.
The height of disrespect.
Knocked her up.
Right.
And then the kid was around the house until Maria finally went, that kid looks just like Arnold. Can you imagine?
No, I actually can't.
Oh, you're nearby. Come over here. Come to daddy.
I cannot believe it.
Hey, you bent over to dusting stuff. Get over here.
And the kid does look just like Arnold.
And, you know, and none of this is that kid's fault. And that kid seems to be a delightful young man.
And I'm not saying it's Maria's fault either.
Oh, no.
She's just saying right under her nose.
Well, it's all that dust's fault. If that lady hadn't had so many things to dust, I wouldn't... Well, you keep walking by here like you want something from me. Yeah, I want my paycheck.
Oh, you're offering that too? Well, maybe I'll get a kid out of the deal. All right. Or maybe they were in love. I mean, you've seen her. Okay, we're wrapping it up. Sorry. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
What stats about your life would you like to see?
Oh.
After these.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Listen to our show live every day and get our full show podcast. It's all on the free Odyssey app. Oh, darn, my cursor's in the wrong place. Here we go. It's all on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's.
Oh, I love Jack's.
Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose, and their new spot, Cantina Jack's in Pleasant Hill. Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes. Opened for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's Jack's.
Remember those breakfast burritos we got from
So
them?
Good.
Oh, like just delicious. Mm-hmm. Outstandingly good.
Mm-hmm.
Jack's.
Jack's, everyone. Please support the companies that support this station.
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful out. I'm
gorgeous.
Looking out the window here in downtown San Francisco as we broadcast from Studio 9 live.
Hello.
And it's blue skies and it's going to be a nice day. Sunny and 60s.
Mm.
There'll be some wind, but nothing like they are seeing down south. And even that's supposed to die down a little bit. The LA fires do continue to be the biggest story of the day, but I don't have any specific updates for you since we last talked about it. So when
we
get something,
we both talked about it in the 6 o'clock hour. So if you want to go back and
also
more.
Today is a national day of mourning for Jimmy Carter.
Oh,
so what does that mean? That means that's why the flags are at half staff, mm-hmm. I believe. And that is also why you aren't getting mail today.
Oh, mm-hmm. All right.
So keep that in mind as you run down to the mailbox for that thing you're waiting on.
What a life, Jimmy Carter. Incredible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Giver, public servant.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that his presidency isn't looked back on as a success, but he was definitely a generous, hardworking, nice man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what the...
No.
CFP is? I don't even know what it is. College football playoffs continue.
Oh, the CFP.
Yeah.
Football playoffs.
As soon as I started to say it, I went, I don't even know if they're referring to it that way.
Oh.
My bad. It continues tonight.
Okay.
So, number 6, Penn State versus number 7, Notre Dame, 4:30 game time. If you were a kid, so like I'm, you know, in past 40, and
45,
something like
43,
that.
43, you're 43.
I remember
43 on the show.
College football being on the TV when I was young, and two of the big teams from my childhood, Notre Dame and Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
They were just big teams. They were the teams that.
And you've always followed college football.
I like, well, I've always thought it was pretty corrupt too, but I.
Right. But you more than most people I know. I like John who follows the draft and has an eyeball on college football, does not care about it.
Yeah, I like it, but I don't. The following the draft seems like
Maddie loves it. I know.
Are you?
He gets. He's really into it. Listen, it's like a part time job he's got at the house.
No.
Telling me all about it. Did you hear the Belichick thing?
When you say he's really into it, you have to explain. He's talked about going to the draft.
He's been to the draft.
Oh, and he also gets like printouts about what the rankings of these players coming into the draft. He's
little
really
blurbs about all that
beyond
stuff.
Into it.
Yeah, he loves it. It is too bad he doesn't pull a paycheck. I think he could really help the organization out. The Patriots are his favorite. He loves them. He cares about them deeply. He
what
yells
about Bill
at the
Belichick?
TV.
This is so not Tom, that he's now Tom coaching Brady at North Carolina.
This is the Tom Brady, who is a part owner of the Raiders. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, Bill, what you doing?
Well, he knows damn well what Bill's doing. Bill just signed a deal with North Carolina.
With a $10 million buyout clause.
Oh. Mm. And are the Raiders willing to pay it?
This is not something I know, but that's what I thought. Oh, thanks. Sure, Tom. Tom, he just does whatever he wants.
So he might be able to get Belichick out of his deal by
there's a buyout, so
scratching out a check real quick.
Or something. I know. Can you believe that? I'm like, oh my God. I actually wonder if Belichick would be like, yeah, I totally want to do that. Or if he would be like, giant middle fingers to you, brother.
Well, one of the big changes, not to get too into sports, we have a channel for that. It's called The Game. It's somewhere on the dial.
All those boys down the hall.
Somewhere.
Say somewhere. You'll find it. If you're really looking for something, you can find it easily. You're so smart.
Never mind. I'm not even going to get into it. Let's move on.
Okay. It's a solid idea. Look at you making
Here
decisions.
Here we go. What stats about your life like to see after your death?
Like how many ounces of water did you drink during your life?
I'll give you an example that I thought of, which is at the end of each year, apparently, you get this list of the music you've listened to.
Yes, sure.
And so this list will show you, here are your top 10 artists or top 10 songs.
Right.
Or whatever, right?
How fun.
Someone asked the internet, what stats would you like to see after your death? And the best responses included. And so these are some things that I wouldn't have thought of, but I love it.
Let me see if any of these are on. Like, how many times did I have sex during my life? Is that one of them?
Let's see. Hold on. Because that is a good one.
How many pairs of shoes have I owned in my life? Of course, that would be wildly different for everybody.
I don't have the sex one, but that's a valid question. And
I'm actually super surprised that's not the first question.
The number of people who were attracted to me while I had no idea.
Oh.
How many people liked me and I didn't know?
Mm.
That's pretty good.
That would be. So these are things that
are
unknowable, uncountable.
250. You'd be like, oh, how did I walk through life so completely aloof.
Mm. Well,
people feeling affectionate towards me. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, why don't you say something then?
I don't disagree, but sometimes there are reasons you don't say something.
Sure, absolutely. Like you're married.
Or you work together or you whatever. There's lots of reasons to be cautious. What are you staring at me like that for?
You're just adorable. That's all.
What?
Nothing.
The number of people who were attracted to me while I had no idea. How many times I almost died without realizing it.
Mm. Like walked by danger, walked by death.
Huh.
That is interesting.
That's the number one.
I love that.
How many times I almost died without realizing
these
it.
I thought these were going to be things that are countable, but these are really just ponderable. Like that is fascinating.
How many times I made someone feel good about themselves without knowing it?
Mm.
A compliment.
Sure.
Or whatever.
The words that influenced them and made them feel better. That's interesting. I suppose the Lord will know, right? You could probably ask him when you meet him after you die.
I would love, since I guess the Lord puts this list together, right?
I would think so. If anyone's got the stats on this, it's going to be the Lord.
As the king of dumb guy things, I'd love to see the top five dumb things I've done. Like, that might be fun to just really have someone go, let me show you.
Yeah, we got a fine ranking for you right here. Started when you were three. Here's a dumb thing you did. Unbelievable that this one made the top five, but here we go.
I told my kids about this, and they just laughed and laughed, but they also were like, really? I told them that one time, and this was at the neighbor's house, I was probably younger than Isla, so I would have been 7, 8, 9, somewhere in there. I just wanted to see if I could fly.
We all do that.
Oh, boy. Everybody jumps off something and thinks,
I just wanted to see, but I committed. I went belly, like arms out.
From what? From the second floor?
No, it wasn't even that high. It was probably, it was probably about 12 feet. I jumped off, arms out, and landed flat on my belly and knocked the wind right out of me. And you know that feeling
in the grass,
when you're just
where did you land?
It was like,
yes, I do. Where you're actually convinced that, nothing's working in there anymore. I'm going to die.
I'm going to drown.
Right.
Here. Right now.
That
on
is
the grass.
Such a strange thing to have the wind knocked out of you. I mean, it's such a, it happens to everybody. At least, at least once in your life that happens to you.
Not because you jumped off a giant.
Maybe for many people, they did Superman themselves in that way. But it is kind of like has anyone ever died from that? Or is it just once you finally start to relax a little bit, your diaphragm unseizes and grabs a breath?
I can't believe you, because you don't.
Would you pass out and then your body, then you'd be so relaxed your body would just start its normal functions back up again?
Yep, I think. I can't.
Oh, I'm just so grateful for the breath I was just able to take. Be grateful for all the breaths, because down in LA, the breaths smell like smoke.
I remember one time I used to race bikes when I was a little boy, BMX. And I was never good at it, by the way. I need to put that in there.
Well, good enough to go to all these meets.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I was much smaller than, because they did it by age. Mm. So there were kids who were 12 with mustaches and full man bodies.
Mm.
And I was, chicken leg, little me.
But
pipsqueaky guy.
You did have pubic hair already by 12. So by 8, right?
Whatever. What does that have to do with this? Anyway.
Oh, really?
Very, very early. All his friends were like, what's that?
The way you tell that, you act like I was showing it to everybody. That's not how that happened.
Go on.
Well, then how did they know?
We were at my friend's, I was with these older kids. They were in sixth grade. I think I was in fourth or maybe third.
Second.
It wasn't second.
I feel like it was second.
It was not second.
Okay, you were significantly younger.
The point is, they were like, hey, we're going to go skinny dipping in the backyard. And at that point in my life, there was nothing sexual about that, because I only knew I liked girls, but I didn't know what you could do with them. You know?
You're a kid. You're a second grader.
I was
so
a little boy.
Of course,
boy,
there was
right.
no sexiest time. So you're like, okay, dipping, let's go.
I was happy to do it, and then I pulled. To skinny dip, you have to take your pants off, and I did. And all these older kids were like, what? And I realized I was the only one out of all the kids that were about to jump in the pool naked that had hair in his man zone. And I just went, oh. And they were all looking at me like, what the?
When did you get to college, son?
I don't know. I didn't know.
He's the smallest guy there. Like,
no,
hey, it's me,
idea. I was going to show different. I had no idea.
Mm. I mean, did you like do a little turn for them? I mean,
no.
Did they all like get in close to take a look? Or
I don't remember exactly.
Did you need a comb for that? Or
what happened after that? But I do know I felt different.
Oh.
It was the first time I went, oh, I'm different. Mm. Darn it.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to my story. How did we end up on that?
I don't know. I mean, why do you keep talking about that stuff?
Back to our list of what stats about your life would you like to see after your death, which included how many times I almost died without realizing it, how many times I'd made someone feel good about themselves without knowing it, the number of people who were attracted to me while I had no idea.
I like these. These are fun. They're just ponderables.
This goes back to the end of the year, music survey. The top five songs I've listened to in my whole life.
Oh, that's a great question, because you go on Jags with like well, back in the days when there were these things called albums, kids, mm-hmm. you'd listen, you would wear an album out. You'd have to go buy it again.
How many, this is interesting.
Okay.
How many times my body successfully destroyed a cancer before it could take hold?
Oh.
What?
Does our body do that? Is it the free radicals?
There it is. Is that happening inside me as we speak?
The antioxidants.
Is my body
Am
in
I
a
eating
fight?
Eating enough blueberries.
As we speak?
Are the blueberries fighting off the free radicals?
The number of times I'd made someone laugh.
Oh. Well, I hope we've made a lot of people laugh. I mean, that's the goal, right?
Mm-hmm. Well.
Yeah. Entertain. But also.
It used to be laugh.
Right. And then it was like.
We're
talking
that.
To the law department. Our lawyers say you can't say
do that anymore. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll go for entertaining.
Treat yourself a round of sausage. I got a lot of laughs out of that.
Gambling results.
Oh.
As in broken down in a spreadsheet by year, sport, activity, bet type.
How was your luck? Mm-hmm. Bets that you made. Huh. I don't care about that.
Anyway, I just thought this was fun. It was what stats about your life would you like to see after your death?
Well, don't forget to ask the Lord. Have it in your mind when you meet him.
I will when I do. There. You don't.
Yeah, I definitely feel like I'm not meeting any. I'm not going to meet the Lord. But I hope that you're right and that you do.
Thank you.
It just seems so unlikely, but I really do hope that. I want you to be happy. And go to paradise. Oh,
the texters.
Oh, I love the texters. What do the texters have to say?
I have to skip a bunch.
Why?
Because they're just, let's see here.
What, with regard to what topic?
The pubic hair.
Oh, go great. Good. Yes. I'd like to hear those.
No, I'm skipping those. Oh, that's what I just.
I feel like now that we know they're there, I mean, these people took the time to write.
Let's see here. Vinny, I thought I could fly when I was a little kid because my dream was so vivid.
Oh, yes.
I thought I could fly, so I jumped off my bed and landed flat on my face on the ground. Well, at least it was only from your bed.
Right.
And in your room, so no one saw you gasping for air. Oh, your guy just walked in.
Scott Capurro's here.
Let's see here. This is going to sound braggy.
Oh.
But I can't tell you how many guys told me they liked me in high school after we graduated. Why didn't they talk to me or ask me out? I thought no one liked me.
Oh.
Yeah, that's, you know what? There is a real, and I'm not kidding when I say this. You may think I'm just being, it takes in your little boy head, true bravery to walk up to some girl you like and actually tell her that or ask her out.
Right.
And those days have gone. No kids, your kids, no kids coming up today will have to deal with that because they'll either do a dating app or they'll get the uncomfortable thing out via text because they can.
Yeah. Their entire relationship is going to take place on their phone. They will never have a interpersonal, physical, in the same room relationship.
I can fully remember all the times I was sitting there going, okay, I'm going to do it. Walk in there. Tell this person I want to date them, or will you go with me? March in, and it's just so embarrassing. Like, will you go with me? Well, yes, we made out all day yesterday. Well, of course we're going to go.
Oh.
You know, but in the moment, you're like, well.
Did that mean anything? Is that real life? Can we do that more?
You've never had to do that.
Feelings.
Have you ever had to ask anybody out? Walk up to them cold and go, will you go out with me? I really like you and doesn't seem to be happening on your end. So I'm just trying to.
No.
Never.
Mm-mm. But you can certainly, when you feel like someone is attracted to you, you can encourage or discourage that. Try to pick up on those things that people are putting down. Some people can't some people can't figure out what you're doing.
People,
be aware.
By the way, the people who wrote the list of all the dumb things I've done, which includes pooping in front of wife's friend, losing rental key in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody wrote a
broke off the key in the RV.
Mm, yeah.
promoted Olive on your show for years only to never see it come out.
My God, we just promoted it again. Now it's been 20 years.
Gave your rent money to that smelly hippie that towed.
That's a good one. Solid.
Okay, we're going to go. Goes.
All right, Scott Capurro is next.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.